The Bible reveals the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they're given and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. This is Bible Call Tape number 14A, entitled The Temptation of Suicide. Many times people ask the question, is life worth living? Most people throughout their lives at some time or another will be faced with a decision of living or perhaps ending their lives. It isn't unusual for people to consider ending their lives. What are the causes that lead us to those times in our lives? Sociologists and psychiatrists tell us that one of the most serious causes is physical illness or the fear of physical illness. Others are financial reverses or frustration or loneliness, the lack of aim in life, and so forth. But perhaps far more basic than any of these is the inability to give and to receive love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Apostle Paul ended by saying, "Now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." There are many factors that come into our lives that tend to break us down. Many discouragements that come. Many times mistreatment from our fellow man. The inability to have a proper relationship at home or even at church. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 to 27, the Apostle Paul stated about his sufferings for Christ when he said, "Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice was I shipwrecked. A night and a day have I been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of rivers, in perils of robbers, in perils of countrymen, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in labor and travail, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness." But he went on to say, "I take great pleasure in weaknesses, in injuries, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Paul's language is not the language of a quitter. It's not the language of a chronic complainer. The Christian just refuses to be a loser, even in the face of diminishing physical powers or of waning social and family contacts. He refuses to quit in the face of a crippling disease or of outrageous treatment or even the approach of death itself. Paul's language is that of a winner. And he says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not unto me only, but unto all them also who love his appearing." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. If we would be wise and find meaning in life and avoid the temptation of suicide, we would find the rules for basic happiness in life. Jesus said that he came to give us the abundant life. And if we turn to him, we will find the abundant life. If we turn to other sources, we are bound to find only frustration and a continuing temptation to end life. First of all, the rule for happiness, depend upon God. It's good for us to remind ourselves occasionally, God is in his heaven and all is well. God still rules in the affairs of man. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, "O Jehovah, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps." The beautiful passage from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. A passage that ought to be memorized by all of us and quoted often. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Psalm 23, verse 4. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." The Christian can be comforted by these words from Paul: "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 4, verses 7. Upon God. Second, we need to accept our lot in life. Accept pain and suffering and disappointment as well as the good things in life. Now, it's difficult, but the thing to do is to accept difficulties, to deal with them, not to be happy with what we are, but content with what we have. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 and 20 through 26, we find that Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, Paul said, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know also how to abound. In everything and in all things I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to be hungry, both to abound and to be in want." And then he said in verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." The third rule is live in the present. Live in the present. Let's not borrow tomorrow's troubles. Yesterday is gone, and it's gone forever. Tomorrow may not come, but we have today. Let's use it. Let's don't waste it. Let's savor it. Let's enjoy it thoroughly. There'll never be another day just like this one. And when it's gone, it will be gone forever. Perhaps our prayer should be, "Lord, for tomorrow and its needs I do not pray. Keep me, my God, from stain of sin just for today." And that fourth rule is, aim for worthwhile achievement. Aim for worthwhile achievement. The Apostle Paul achieved many great things in his life, but he said in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, yet one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things that are before, I press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Yes, Paul had a purpose in life. Jesus had a purpose in life. He came to save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. In that golden text of the Bible in John 3:16, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Is life worth living? Admittedly, there are times that we wonder. Life has its problems. It has its mistreatments from its fellow man. We lose possessions. We have serious illness, and we face death. But life also has its strengths. And just as we've seen, when our lives are undergirded by a strong faith in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the resources to survive anything. When life's joys are put on a balance with its sorrows, I confidently believe that the former will outweigh the latter. After God created the universe and everything in it, the Bible tells us in Genesis 1:31, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." It still is good. Very good. And life is worth living.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.